And so it would be two pulled pork sliders and two large barbecue pork ribs with two sides and a s'mores brownie. So either, whether you're a lit observant or not, there is plenty of food. I have a big appetite, so I expect everybody else to have a big appetite, so nobody goes away hungry. It's just a great, fun event. But, you know, we've got a lot of really cool items in the live auction, and we've got trips and other packages and a lot of neat items in the in both the live and the silent auctions. We're also raffling off a brand new car. So there is an orange 2019 Chevrolet Camaro that says Win Me that is parked in front of Lewis Motors, our co-sponsor for that part of the event right now. And those tickets are available for $50. So if you want your raffle tickets and your admission wristbands, you can go to Wharton's for Every Bloomin' Thing, Skeeter's Body Shop, Kenny Glass, the Garden City Community College Endowment Association, Lewis Chevrolet Cadillac, or get them from any endowment board member. And so if you want more information about the event, you can go to our website at gcccendowment.com or follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
And this is just one of the events, like you talked about, that you guys are able to raise money in. And kind of talk about, I know you've been on before this school year, but what are some of the other events that the Endowment Association puts on?
Oh, we have all sorts of events. This year, actually, we're doing another gala. We do those every couple of years. This year, with the college turning 100, and we'll be admitting our 100th class this September, we are having a 100th anniversary celebration, and the Endowment Association is doing a centennial gala. We also do phone-a-thon. We do various outreaches throughout the year. We have a direct mail fundraiser. We have an online fundraiser. We have a year-end ask we do. It takes a lot to, you know, raise the money to keep providing scholarships, but it's worth it because so many of our students stay here in Garden City. We're giving them the training and the skills they need to be a productive member of our society and to help us to continue to grow our economy.